This is National Native News. I'm Antonia Gonzalez. A U.S. House of Representatives committee has rejected the Trump administration's attempt to defund a Native American scholarship program. Arizona Public Radio's Ryan Heinches reports it was the second time the White House has tried to eliminate the higher education grant.
The Bureau of Indian Affairs administers the program that assists thousands of tribal students nationwide in attending and graduating from college. But the Trump administration announced in March it was cutting all of the grant's nearly $40 million in funding for the 2020 fiscal year. The House Subcommittee on Interior Appropriations has now requested the program's annual funding instead increase to nearly $52 million. The Navajo Nation is one of the larger recipients of the grant. Rose Graham directs the tribe's Office of Scholarship and Financial Assistance and predicts college graduation rates among tribal members would fall without the federal grant.
Here on Navajo, as well as throughout the nation, higher education is a powerful force for change. It's important for our young people to have a college degree. It makes a huge difference.
Last year, the Navajo Nation provided partial scholarships to more than 4,100 students using the higher education grant. Graham says her office can only fund about half the applications it receives under current levels, but with the proposed increase, she hopes to boost the number. The U.S. Senate will now consider the grant's expansion. For National Native News, I'm Ryan Heinches in Flagstaff.
This week, a bipartisan group of U.S. senators on the Indian Affairs Committee introduced legislation to address law enforcement and public safety in Indian Country. The Bridging Agency Data Gaps and Ensuring Safety for Native Communities Act improves law enforcement recruitment, tribal access to federal criminal databases, and seeks to improve coordination between federal, state, tribal, and local law enforcement agencies. It's intended to give tribes and states resources to coordinate responses to missing and murdered Indigenous women and girls cases. The bill is expected to get a legislative hearing next week in the Senate Committee on Indian Affairs. A number of tribal leaders and Native groups are backing the bill. In Minnesota, the Minneapolis Park and Recreation Board voted this week to officially change the name of Lake Calhoun Park to Bidet-Makoska Park, KSTP reports. It's one of the latest moves involving the controversial name change. A few years ago, a group in Minneapolis successfully moved to reclaim the lake's Dakota name. They received approval of the Minneapolis Park Board, the State Department of Natural Resources, and the U.S. Board of Geographic Names. But in April, a court ruled the State Department of Natural Resources did not have the authority to rename the lake. The Resources Department is appealing that decision. There's also a proposal to rename four roads which contain the name Calhoun. A public comment period on the street names is currently taking place, with a public hearing to be held in August. The New Mexico Indian Affairs Department announced this week more than $14 million in funding will go to help 11 tribal communities improve infrastructure. Tribal leaders say a lack of basic infrastructure needs impact the health, social, and economic conditions of their communities. State leaders say projects are essential and often long overdue. The funding will help tribes with water projects, roads, construction of a Head Start program, and the design of a fire station. I'm Antonia Gonzalez.
National Native News is produced by Kawanak Broadcast Corporation with funding by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
My day one.
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 Day one. Telling inspiring stories of alcohol recovery. Recovery works. Hope starts here. Go to recoveralaska.org to learn more.
And by the law offices of Sanofsky, Chambers, Saxe, Miller, and Monkman, a national tribal rights law firm with offices in Washington, D.C., New Mexico, California, and Alaska, and online at sanofsky.com.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.